From Sylvia, the show by Leo Delibe, The Procession of Bacchus, with Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. This is Kansas Public Radio. Still 40 degrees in Lawrence, but it should be about 68 and sunny this afternoon. Next, Wine, Women, and Song, written about by Johann Strauss Jr. on Kansas Public Radio. Johann Strauss Jr. praising Wine, Women, and Song with the Vienna Johann Strauss Orchestra. Next on Kansas Public Radio, this is a short little song. Beethoven was inspired by songs from the British Isles, and he made little arrangements of them. So they're sung in English. And this one's interesting. It's soprano, alto, tenor, bass. And listen for how they come in one after the other, and then join in harmony for the last verse. That was by Beethoven, called Music, Love, and Wine. And this is called Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU. 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City, featuring local classical violist and cellist Boris Vayner and Sasha Groshang. The St. Petersburg String Quartet has enjoyed an illustrious international career. Classics Live brings you their recent recital of Bach, Shostakovich, and Ravel. That's Classics Live tonight at 7, only on KPR. That was guitarist David Russell playing what's known by Bach as a few titles. Here it's called the Lute Suite No. 4 in E major. It's often heard with solo violin or harp. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's about 20 minutes now before 10 o'clock. We have some American music in the 10 o'clock hour. Listen for the two-word famous Alleluia by Randall Thompson, followed by Virgil Thompson, The River. It's music he wrote for a documentary about the Mississippi River Valley. Also Luigi Boccherini and Lee Holdridge, Scenes of Summer. All kinds of great music coming up. And next, we have a Telemann concerto for flute, oboe, and more. Support for classical music this morning on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. On KPR, Telemann's Concerto for Flute, Oboe d'Amore, and Viola d'Amore. KansasPublicRadio.org.
Hi, KPR friends, it's Destiny. Do you want to hear my terrible jokes in person? Well, Friday night, October 24th at 7 p.m., it's your chance, the Lawrence Public Library, a free concert that we will also broadcast on our radio airwaves for you. We would like you to RSVP, though, because it fills up quickly. It's a fun concert of Halloween tunes, and I really hope to see you there. Go to kansaspublicradio.org.
Thank you, Destiny. It's a date. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, serving the Emporia area through 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. AIRefugeesLawrence.org. Support for news comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting the Vienna Boys Choir October 25th, sharing music across the globe for six centuries. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Cole.
And now restrict cell phones in some way during school. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Pryor in Orlando.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Sony Pictures Classics, featuring Presenting Blue Moon, a new film directed by Richard Linklater, starring Ethan Hawke, Margaret Qualley, Bobby Cannavale, and Andrew Scott. Now playing select cities, opens everywhere Friday. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU. With just two words, Alleluia and Amen at the end, that was the Randall Thompson Alleluia with Robert Shaw and the Robert Shaw Chamber Singers this morning here on Kansas Public Radio. There is another American composer named Thompson, without the P in the middle though, Virgil Thompson. He was a Kansas City native. He lived from 1896 until 1989. And I just checked the 1940 census in Kansas City, and it said he and his parents were living at 2629 Wabash in Kansas City, Missouri. Well, that was the 1940 census, and in 1938, a documentary came out, a movie about, well, it was called The River, and it showed the importance of the Mississippi River to the United States, and it was pretty technical. It was more about farming and timber practices and floods and impoverished farmers, and ends by briefly describing how the Tennessee Valley Authority Project was beginning to reverse those problems. Well, Virgil Thompson wrote the music, and here it is on KPR, Virgil Thompson's The River. Some great music written by Virgil Thompson for a 1938 documentary about the Mississippi River. That suite is just called The River. That was Sir Neville Mariner in charge of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 10:35. Next, we have a quintet by Luigi Boccherini, as arranged for the Chicago Harp Quartet. And then we'll hear Lee Holdridge's Scenes of Summer. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, AIR. It's a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Info at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Security Benefit and the Women and Money Conference for women interested in their financial well-being. Thursday, November 6th at Exploration Place in Wichita. More at Women and Money Conference at womenandmoneyks.org. Here's the Chicago Harp Quartet on KPR. The music of Luigi Boccherini, the Fandango from his fourth quintet for string quartet and guitar, arranged for the Chicago Harp Quartet. And one of the women in the quartet is Katie Ventura, who was our harpist in the Kansas City Symphony for a few years. Next on KPR, Scenes of Summer. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary fundraising gala, Keeping History Alive Since 75, November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details available at watkinsmuseum.org. The three parts of Scenes of Summer, Festival, Countryside, and Dance. And it's the composer, Lee Holdridge, directing the London Symphony Orchestra on KPR. With the composer Lee Holdridge directing the London Symphony Orchestra, Scenes of Summer, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Is so fun. So quick, go RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org and I'll see you there.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you, Destiny. I'm Cordelia. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City and KANQ Chanute. Don't let your aging RV take you for a ride. KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can help fund the news and music programming you love. Donate your car, truck, boat, or RV online at kansaspublicradio.org under the support tab. Listen for a cute little clog dance right after the news. Franz Josef Haydn's maybe his most famous quartet, The Emperor. Also, the fantastic scherzo and an abanera. Coming up in the next hour, here on Kansas Public Radio. You can check our playlists online at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from ARM, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on ARM. ARM.com. KansasPublicRadio.org. From The Wayward Daughter by Ferdinand Herold. That was The Clog Dance, John Lanchberry in the Royal Opera, Covent Garden. Do the Morris Dance in the noon hour to some lively tunes by Gustav Holst. And we've got an organ prelude by Bach, a Spanish flute concerto. All sorts of wonderful things during classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. Here's the Emperor String Quartet in C major from Opus 76 by Franz Josef Haydn. It's the Lindsay String Quartet on KPR. Applause for the Lindsay String Quartet. Playing one of the famous Opus 76 quartets that are so good by Haydn. That was Haydn's string quartet in C major, the Emperor string quartet with the Emperor's theme in it. Next, we have an exciting piece by Josef Suk before we hear a spicy Spanish dance. Support for all this classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students, and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And from the Folly Theater, presenting New York-based jazz saxophonist and composer Lakeisha Benjamin on Saturday, November 1st. Tickets at follytheater.org. Here's the fantastic scherzo, Josef Suk's music on KPR. Thank you. Sir Charles McCarris and the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, the fantastic scherzo written by Josef Suk on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Ziggy and Miles, classical guitarist brothers from Australia, Sunday, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Here's Emmanuel Chabrier, now on KPR. An Albanera by Emmanuel Chabrier. That was John Elliott Gardner, Jig, directing the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Remember, you can check our playlists at a glance at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. The next to last dance from the Capriole Suite by Peter Warlock, played by the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet.
Get caught up.
We are learning new information this morning about the lengthy...
Take a step back.
All right, what's really going on here?
And prepare for what's ahead.
Are you expecting a breakthrough this week?
Stay on top of the news with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition right here on KPR. It's between 5 and 9 before classical music starts right after the 9 o'clock news. Friends of Chamber Music presents the Jerusalem String Quartet this Wednesday evening, October 29th at 7 p.m. at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral. And get there early, 6:15, to hear the talk about the music by Dr. Paul Laird. The information about tickets is at chambermusic.org. They'll be playing Haydn's Radiant Sunrise Quartet and Janáček's Kreutzer Sonata, which is called A Fiercely Emotional Modern Psychological Portrait Inspired by Tolstoy. And the evening concludes with the ununderstandable Beethoven's Grosse Fuge. Again, more information at chambermusic.org to go hear the Jerusalem String Quartet with that program at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in downtown Kansas City. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News.